As we previously mentioned, the Church of St. Pierre Port was built between 1851 and 1853 in accordance with the drawings and specifications of Victor Bourgeot. The cornerstone laying ceremony was held on June 29, 1851, day of the Festival of St. Peter and St. Paul. To the left of the main entrance, you will see the stone that officially inaugurated the building's outer shell. The dimensions of the church are impressive, and the treatment of the elevations unusual. Aisles are formed with buttresses, giving rhythm to the side elevations. Buttresses are the interior counterparts of exterior pillars, whose flying buttresses serve to counteract the thrust exerted on the walls by the weight of the arch. Here, the use of buttresses is more aesthetic than functional, and reflects one of the principal characteristics of Gothic architecture, elegantly interpreted by Bourgeot. The architect's neo-Gothic style is also recognizable in other architectonic elements. You will notice at the four corners of the building, on the buttresses, pinnacles with crockets and lancet windows under moldings closer to the English Gothic style, known as Tudor, than to the French. You may note similarities of style and composition with some of the American churches, such as Trinity Church in New York, built in 1839, and Holy Trinity Church in Brooklyn, erected in 1844. The Church of St. Pierre Port is an exceptional structure in a style not often seen in Quebec. It is one of the province's most beautiful places of worship, along with Montreal's Christ Church Cathedral and St. Patrick's Basilica. Constructed respectively between 1857 and 1859 and 1843 and 1847. Although the church was officially inaugurated in 1853, the stone tower, bell tower, and metal-covered wooden spire included in the architect's plans were added only 20 years later. The impressive porch tower, an uncommon feature in Quebec religious architecture, supports a bell tower and what was considered at the time an exceedingly long spire at 71.6 meters. However, the award for the highest spire in Montreal goes to the UQAM bell tower, once belonging to the Church of Saint-Jacques. This Victor Bourgeot creation, built between 1858 and 1860, overlooks the city from a commanding height of 90 meters. In 1891, a four-sided electric clock was installed in the St. Pierre Port Church Tower. Being no longer functional, it was removed in 1932, and only the ova remained today. If you turn towards the front of the church, you will see the entrance, composed of a series of six small columns on either side of the doors. These columns, known as the abutment, are surmounted by archivolts forming the pointed arch of the entrance. The archivolts are crowned with a gable, a low triangular wall surmounting the arch, ornamented with sculpted reliefs representing a coat of arms featuring a mitre, a tall conical headdress with two lappets, and two keys crossed under an open Bible. The coat of arms refers to St. Peter, who, according to Christian tradition, was the first apostle, the one chosen by Jesus as the rock upon which to build this church. He was also the first Roman Catholic bishop. The keys are those to the kingdom of heaven given to Saint Pierre, guardian of the Golden Gates. In 1858, at the request of Pierre Boudry, who donated the land on which the church was built, a statue of the patron saint was added to the top of the gable. The original statue was replaced in 1941 with the one we see today. Fashioned of pressed cement painted with bronze, it came from the Maison Carli et Petrucci of Montreal. If you move in a little closer, you will notice the rooster at the feet of the saint. This is in reference to Peter, when asked if he was a disciple of Christ, having denied Jesus three times before the cock crowed, as had been predicted. The crowning glory and great pride of the Saint-Pierre is the carillon of 13 cast bronze bells imported from the Packard Bell Fonderie in Annecy, France. The fonderie supplied many other Quebec churches, including St. Joseph's Oratory in 1955, with its set of bells originally intended for the Eiffel Tower in Paris. The carillon being incredibly beautiful, people like to say that it was because the bells had been christened with seawater. In fact, on July 23, 1890, the ship carrying them sank off the French coast of Saint-Nazaire. Fortunately, they were recovered intact, and finally installed and officially christened with great pomp and circumstance on November 9, 1890. In 1853, when the church was first consecrated, construction costs had already reached $60,000, and much of the interior decor remained to be completed. Half of those initial expenses were assumed by Monseigneur Eugène de Masneau, who wished to contribute to the first church of the missionary oblates of Mary Immaculate on Canadian soil. The rest of the money came from the donations and efforts of more or less affluent parishioners who wanted a church that would make them proud and impress city residents. The parishioners' contribution to the erection of the church, considered a jewel of Quebec's religious heritage, should never be forgotten. Through the years, and especially today, the parishioners of Saint-Pierre-Apôtre have always sought to embellish their church, which is not only a place for meditation and prayer, but also an oasis of comfort and mutual assistance, both in spiritual and human terms. And now, let's move inside and visit this beautiful historic church. Please select stop number 8 before entering the church. We would also like to mention that there is an entrance for people with reduced mobility to the left of the tower.